Welcome to the Hire Yourself Podcast. If you're ready to take control of your destiny, build wealth, and live life on your own terms, this is the place for you. Each week, Nat and I will talk about business, franchising, and personal growth to help make you more successful. Good morning, Nat!
What's happening, Pete?
Woo, I'm pumped up today.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm pumped up. I get to go to a historic field NFL game this weekend. I'm going to Lambeau Field in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yep. Some of my friends have a box there, so we're going to go to a game. And you know, I went to school in Wisconsin, but I've never been to Lambeau Field. I've never been to a Packers game, so I'm super pumped up about going. You know what I think I'm going to get? I'm going to get one of those cheese heads. You know those blocks of cheese that you can put on your head? I'm going to get one of those.
Why not?
I'm going to get crazy and wild. I'm going to be a cheese head for the day.
Yeah, that would be epic.
So when you see me on TV and they go, who is that weird guy? You know, and they pan to the crowd, that's me with the cheese head. So
yeah. It'll keep you warm too.
Yeah. I'm also pumped up today. We're going to talk a little bit, and we get this all the time, is that, you know, we're seeing less and less loyalty in the corporate world. Corporations, they're treating their executives like commodities. And so I thought maybe what we'd do is, and how about we do this? Why don't we come up with the 10 top reasons why corporations aren't loyal to executives anymore?
It sounds kind of depressing, but I'm up for it.
All right. Fair enough. All right. What would be kind of one of the things as we talk about corporations not being loyal?
I know definitely like globalization and outsourcing has got to be up there. You know, that's been a huge trend over the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, absolutely. They're moving a lot of that work other places, right? They just don't need these executives. What would be another one?
I feel like a lot of times companies, you know, as soon as like private equity gets involved or whatever, they start to get bigger. They're just pretty focused on profits, shareholder value, and they're like squeezing the nickels out of everything.
Isn't that the truth, right? And it's the problem is that you need those executives, but if in fact you're only focusing on the bottom line, delivering value to the shareholders, there's a little bit of conflict there, right? And so it's a fine line, I think, but certainly they need to do a better job of focusing on, you know, the executives they have, because that's going to drive the business. What would be a third one?
Economic pressures, you know, kind of tying into the previous topic, you know, obviously they have to balance their budget, and you know, they might have to lay off people or cut cost or whatever they need to do. It's just, you know, it's just math for them.
Yeah. We're seeing that today, right? Is that they're just a number. This is a certain amount of salary associated with this person. It's not even a person, it's a role. We're spending this much money, and we're seeing a lot of that this year, right? People are kind of cutting back, and I think we'll continue to see that more economic pressure, and that's not good for that loyalty, for sure. What would be another one?
I think the Uberization of the economy, like a lot of people are just kind of wanting to work when they want to work, where they want to work. You know, kind of working as contractors, essentially.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's just easier now where we can, and we'll call it that gig economy, where they're just looking for kind of that short-term contract employee. Like we read all the time where they lay somebody off and then they hire them back just on a contract basis because they don't have all that expense, that all that liability or commitment to the person. So that's kind of the new world, unfortunately. And it doesn't promote. I mean, I was raised where you go to college and you spend your whole career at the company. And those days are long gone, right? Average job, somebody's on for 4 years and they're now transitioning them just to contract work or consulting or kind of that side gig.
And if they can't transition them to that, then like probably another reason would be automation and technology. They literally, you know, are using robots or kiosks to replace employees.
You know, next thing you know, a ChatGPT will basically replace you and I doing the podcast.
That right? would be hilarious. I'd like to see that.
I don't know what I would do with me. It'd be kind of scary. So, all right. Yes. What else? What would be another reason why there's just less loyalty by companies for corporate?
I think huge focus on mergers and acquisitions. And, you know, they're just, again, kind of bottom line spreadsheet, you know, we're focused on the spreadsheet profitability, you know, so they don't have as much loyalty to the existing, you know, employees that are being paid a lot.
Well, in the merger and acquisitions, we see a lot of redundancy, right? Yep. Redundancy. And so also now we got two VPs of marketing. We don't need two VPs as we merge with another company or acquire another company. So it's an easing savings by, you know, eliminating one of them for sure. And I mean, that's why we work with so many executives to own their own business, to own their own franchise, right? It's about, yeah, I want to get out of all this crazy non-loyalty world, and I don't want to be part of the next merger acquisition where I'm thrown out, right? So I want to own my own business. So that's a real significant one, certainly. What would be another one?
I mean, again, just continual cost-cutting measures, like whatever they're doing, freezing wages, you know, not spending as much on employee benefits. I think that just kind of impacts employee morale, makes it less of a fun place to work.
Yeah, right. And this, they basically cap what they can pay people, and you may have to get rid of a couple of people so that you can give some people some raises, right? So you kind of redistribute that money that you save by eliminating a few positions to at least try to hold some of your executives.
Right.
It would just increase costs, right? So they're trying to reduce those. What about, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about this idea of a gig economy and kind of this contract work. I mean, that is still kind of one of the top ones out there of why corporations, they can get away with just putting you on a contract opposed to hiring you.
Yeah. Yeah. Some short-term contracts.
Yeah.
That's going to make you feel so super secure, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what about, what would be some other reasons why corporations are loyal?
I think they've had this big epiphany that, you know, people don't have to come to the office. So, you know, they can be more mobile, work from home, which also, I think, broadens the pool of employees for yeah. companies, you know, so just changing workforce dynamics, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when you don't have all those people in the office and it is more virtual, you just maybe don't need as many executives. I think they probably learned that in the pandemic, yeah. right? The layers of management were kind of eliminated. So
where they say nothing is for sure except for change.
Yeah, that's true, especially yeah. this year. Absolutely.
Times are changing. Yeah.
Yeah, times are changing. So, you know, at the end of the day, we work with executives all the time that are looking to protect their future, create career and income security, diversify their assets and income through franchise ownership. And so a lot of the executives I work with want to keep their corporate job just in case something happens. They invest in a franchise on the side. So they want to own their own business. And that's a really good plan in this world where there's just no more loyalty anymore.
And it's also, I think, kind of fun and stimulating to do something new, too, because it's also easy to kind of get into a rut. And then you're like, why should I be so loyal to this company when really you don't know what the future holds? You know,
right.
even if it, you know, theoretically is great, you're still at the end of the day, the numbers are the numbers, right?
Well, so. And if companies aren't going to be loyal to you, why you as a employee, an executive, why would you be loyal to the company, right? Move right. your family across the country or work yeah. that 100 hours a week when you just know there's no loyalty, right? They can at any point in time just say we're parting our ways, and that's not good.
Yeah.
All right, Nat, I got to go get my cheese hat ready. So I'm going to go get my cheese hat. So have an awesome day, but I gotta go shopping to get my cheese head.
All right. Enjoy. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Hire Yourself podcast. For more resources, check out our website at hireyourself.com. And remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive each episode. Please leave us a rating, and we'd love to hear your feedback or suggestions for topics.